So you want to tell us about that? No.
Well, I was kind of having a dry spell during this time period where I couldn't really come up with much of anything, so I used your technique of the sketching out.
And did that help?
Of course, yeah, it helped.
Okay. Yeah. The thing is, you need to, did you say, yeah, you did say swing. There's a couple things that I would suggest that you do differently. When you're doing a lot of notes that are da da ba da like that, first of all, we change the articulation. It's not da. You had da 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 da,
oh.
Da 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 da, and we don't swing that way.
Okay.
That swings like a duck, as my teacher used to say. Mm-hmm. So it's long, short. It's do ba do ba do ba do ba, and basically, you shouldn't. You probably don't even want to put marks on the eighth notes when you do this. But and isolate it, and this is for everybody doing swing. And I said this at the session, but I mean I was talking to the band, not to everybody else. But isolated quarter notes are generally short in swing, especially in a big orchestra kind of swing. So and you'll notice that's how they play, because I told them to. Bop do da da bop ba ba da. And what I would suggest doing sometimes in here is actually turning on a note rather than staying on the same note. Bop, bop, ba da. Rather than bop, bop, ba da. It gives a little more flow to it. It's not wrong this way, but I think I might do that, on that, all right? So isolated quarter notes always, I mean, that's as far in the rule book as I can get for swing, okay? But bop, do, ba da. So sing it and really internalize how you, but bop, you went da 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 da, or da, I can't even do it, da 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 da, and that's not really swing. Bop, do, ba da. Now, of course, I'm a trumpet player, so I know these things, but okay? But that's the way that you would do it, so manufacturing like that. And then generally, you've got five notes, quarter notes here in a row that are not swung. And that's a lot to, it starts getting really plotty when you do that. That's just a jazz arranging thing. So
okay.
Again, you wouldn't know that. I would anticipate something in there. Be ba da ba da ba ba da ba. Be ba da ba da, be ba da ba da ba da ba da, or something in there. It doesn't have to be that off-putting. I will tell you that the if you guys don't know much about swinging, one of the things that you can do easily is anticipate beat three, first of all. Just anticipate beat three, because that will help you. So in bar four, that bop, do, dot, be, ba, da, ba, da, bop, bop, do, dot, right? Rather than bop, 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 bop. It's just too many marching things.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but just in life, you might want to play with that.
Okay.
Then here, when you're going bop, 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 one person on the top is all that you need. As you heard, they were arguing up there every time they played that.
Okay?
So just one person on the lead. Don't double that lead when it's up that high.
Is that the trumpet part?
Yeah, the trumpets.
Oh, that was the model.
Ba 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 da. Yep, no, but the two trumpets weren't playing in unison up there.
Oh,
were they?
Was it the model?
Well, if it was, I made a mistake because you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
And, oh, there's why, too. You've got them on the F, and he's playing an E down here. So you're implying like an odd thing. You've got F up here, and you've got a B flat, and then an E natural down here, right? So that's sort of an odd chord. Okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, ba 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 da. And basically, you're just... you should try to figure, I mean, you're going from like a G minor to, I don't know what, but if you're going G minor to E7 or something like that, for that to make sense, you should have a D there and and probably an A flat.
Okay, my sketch says I was trying to go to E diminished.
E diminished?
Yeah.
Well, but you've got F natural on top. You got F natural on top. So that's not an E diminished.
Oh.
I mean, you mean the whole bar you want E diminished?
No, just the second half.
The first half is G minor?
Yes.
And the second half is E diminished? So you need a G and a B flat and like a C sharp or something. It's just a clunky thing because you got F over E, and you could write F minor over E, and it would work. Trust me. You could write F minor over E, but not that. Okay. I thought they clipped it, but they actually weren't clipping it. It was disagreeing with what was underneath it. And they did it both times. But the other thing is, don't put two of them up there.
Okay.
It just there's no reason to put about two of them up there. So a couple other things.
Two trumpets, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's written here in a model, two trumpets in her model, actually.
High.
Yeah. One is on A flat. The other one is F. So there's a third.
Are there two people on the top part?
One trumpet one, trumpet two.
Right. So there's not two trumpets on the top part. Is what I'm saying. She has an F here and an F here. So it has two trumpets going ba 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 da. And I'm just saying you don't need that.
Okay, I understand now. Okay.
You don't need it.
Okay.
And let's see. So the rhythm is the main thing, and then you could probably get by with getting a few more changes in there that are jazz changes. It all works once we had the rhythm stuff. But listen very carefully to how we changed the rhythm, because we did change the rhythm, okay? We'll listen one more time and then move on. And they also joke about the horns not being able to swing. Also, one other thing, this isn't a deal breaker, but if you're going be ba da ba and somebody else is completing something, go to the next strong beat. Be ba da ba da, right? So you've got the horns be ba da ba, be ba da ba da. They should be going be ba da ba da, and then the trumpets pick it up rather than be ba da ba.
Okay.
Because you're just handing it off, so you always want to dovetail when you can. That I shouldn't say always, because if it's a dramatic thing, this is not wrong and it doesn't not work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might like it better if you hand it off with a interlock. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And also, when they see this in a jazz context, they actually are probably, when the first time they read it, think that that is like an anticipation of beat three. Be-ba-da-ba-bop. Be-ba-da-ba-bop. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the way we would normally think. Okay, that it's anticipation of three. Okay? Does everybody kind of understand that? Okay, so that's what's going on there. And I would fill out your harmony when you're going bop-bop-bop or boo-ba-da-bop with the brass. You've got four people, so... You know, it could be jazz harmony, you know. I know you're smiling. It's like, yeah, if I knew jazz harmony, I'd probably use that. But, I mean, four-part chords, you could use four-part chords. I mean, you've probably shaken hands with those before.
Yeah.
and it would just make it a little bit hipper.
Okay.
Okay? Right now it's cute, which is okay. Cute is fine. But if you wanted it a little more jazzy, that you'd use a little more notes in your chord.
Oh, that was kind of what I was going for, though.
More jazz?
More cute.
Or more cute. You got it. It's cute as a button. Okay? All right.